Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily CTA podcast fueled by Pilot House. So the Daily CTA, we're a newsletter and podcast about everything you need to know in the marketing world in only 5 quick minutes. We understand you're important and busy, and it's too damn hard to stay on top of what's happening all the time. So sit back, because we're going to be your eyes and ears on what's moving that industry needle. So what's on the menu today? We're going to be looking into TikTok search engine, Spotify advertising products, engagement drops, and SVB collapse. Let's hop right into it, folks. First, TikTok is expanding its offering by launching its search ads platform, directly competing with Google and Microsoft. TikTok's move to capitalize on its rapidly expanding user base, especially the hard-to-reach Gen Z and millennials audiences. Advertisers can bid on specific keywords and phrases related to their products or services, and TikTok's platform may offer more robust audience targeting options. TikTok's foray into the search ad market is not without risk, of course, and the platform's success depends on user-friendly and relevant ads that do not detract from the user experience. Spotify unveiled a range of new features, tools, and ad products at its annual Stream On event, reflecting the company's growing emphasis on discovery and short-form video. The company redesigned its mobile homepage to display video previews of music, podcasts, and audiobooks in a clickable slideshow. They also launched a new discovery feature that mimics the upward swiping motion of TikTok and an AI DJ tool. The company has unveiled 2 new ad products, expanding access to an existing one, and 2 new lines of business, artist merchandising and concert ticketing. The suite of new releases come at a bit of a critical junction for Spotify, which recently laid off 6% of its global workforce and pledged to evaluate its podcast strategy. Rival IQ released its annual social media benchmark report for 2023, where brands in 14 industries compare their social media performance against other brands in the same competitive landscape. Between 2019 and 2022, all industries saw a drop in overall engagement on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. However, the best types of posts on each social network vary by industry. For Instagram, businesses should focus on content creation efforts on reels, carousels, and photos. On Twitter, posts and photos, videos, and statuses show the most engagement, while tweets with links tend to have the least. To get the most out of your social media strategy, find ways to transform your content into a new format that gets the best engagement on each of top social networks. Twitter has increased its API access costs significantly, with the new minimum cost being $42,000 monthly for the small package. This increase will cut off many API users, eliminating many third-party Twitter apps and tools. Elon Musk's reinvention of Twitter has seen cost-cutting measures, including shutting down one of Twitter's data centers and various international offices to bring the app back to businesses and their sustainability. The business reinformation plan has spooked many advertisers, leading to Twitter's ad revenue down by 50% year over year. Twitter continues to risk losing out through its aggressive reinformation push. While there is some logic to pushing for as much revenue as possible, it could also lessen Twitter's importance regarding the broader developer and researcher ecosystem. Silicon Valley Bank, the SVB, also known as, went under last week because its U.S. $21 billion bond portfolio, which consisted mostly of U.S. treasuries, lost value due to rising interest rates. To fund their clients' redemptions, SVB sold the portfolio and took a U.S. $1.8 billion loss, which it needed to fill through a capital raise. On Thursday, SVB said it would sell almost $2.25 billion in stock to fill its funding hole. Its shares ended the trading day, which was down almost 60% in value, with investors fearing the deposit withdrawals might push it to raise even more capital. As a result, the capital raising effort failed late on Thursday, leading to the bank's collapse. SVB customers will have access to all their deposits starting Monday, and regulators will set up a new facility to give banks access to emergency funds. And that is today's Daily CTA. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Jordan Gillis, and I will happily see you all tomorrow.